Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting this play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
Josh Allen says it's not fun. I mean, he could be referring to many different things there. A lot of things are not fun, but probably getting hit constantly. This year, last night, quintessentially, is not fun. It really is a new issue, isn't it? I mean, Allen has been so good at avoiding sacks. And, I mean, last year he never got sacked or turned the ball over. And we still complained, I think, largely.
Sure we did.
Because there wasn't enough upside in their offense, maybe.
That's the factory we've chosen to live our lives in.
I think maybe I'm guilty of this. I know I've been thinking it. That win over Tampa meant that we glossed over a lot of weird mistakes and misses of his in that game, like overthrows.
Oh, sure, because it's welcome back chaos, Josh. Like, we'll take the good with the bad. I'll trade you an interception if it means I'm going to get, you know, big downfield explosive plays. Those really do, in reality. It's not just a theory. They help you overcome your mistakes. You know, you just get the lightning strike, bam. So, yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and it's funny, like you want to circle back on it now, right? This got said during the week. It's like, you know, and even yesterday or the day before, somebody brought up, you know, him willing to, you know, throw it deep, or even philosophically, right, that they took shots. Well, the Shavers play was a scramble drill. That was not, and so that was not a called play. And Shavers, I think, even said he broke their own rules by going where he went. But Allen loved it and threw it and the touchdown and woo, right. The other two big passing plays in the game are running backs. It's not
right.
We wanted there to be, and there were other throws to receivers in the game. A lot of guys had 20-yard or more receptions against Tampa, not just Cook and Ty Johnson, and even Terrell Shavers. There's three or four other guys who also had that level of reception in the game. But I think we wanted there to be more confirmation that they were back. You know, because that's going to make us feel good, and we want to believe that that's where they could be living. And I don't know, you know, you think back on it now, and like I just laid it out, it sounds a little more, I don't know, a little harder to substantiate that was emblematic of them being back in some substantial way.
Yeah, and I did not, I want to say, buy it that they were either. Like, it's just not that kind of league, right? I mean, if you spend, and we're really in the center of it, I think, or one version of the center of it, how we're spending 5 days a week immersed in debate about whether their surrounding talent is good enough. One game is not going to move you. It shouldn't move you off of your position. Like, and, you know, people can criticize you for that. Didn't you? You know, are you inflexible? Did you not see the game? Like, oh, this kind of questioning, and I'm not saying I got that, but it's just, it really shouldn't be enough. I did not feel great about last night. I didn't appreciate how fierce Houston's defense can be. I even have this Bullard in fantasy and didn't start him because I didn't know who he was. And he had three takeaways.
He caused the fumble. I don't know if he recovered the fumble, okay. But he had the two picks. And he forced the fumble.
I did have the Houston defense scoring a touchdown that almost happened.
Yeah, that was close.
Was I rooting for it? I won't say. Zach is with us. Hi, Zach.
Hey, I find myself like looking forward after a night like last night, going to bed in frustration with just the state of the roster, just guys they've paid and drafted who, you know, I've grown to like, but I'm just like, are these like C-plus players on B-plus contracts? There's just no crazy superstar. You know, you got four guys starting that were on the 2017, 2018 teams and like the Poyers and Trey White and Jordan Phillips of the world. I'm just like, I find myself frustrated with Brandon Bean and what he's done and just the lack of cap space and not much to show for it. I get going big with Von Miller's a couple of years ago and whatnot, but he's really, and then throw it with not surrounding Josh with talent. I mean, this is just an embarrassment. I don't know if you guys caught this, but last week after the Tampa game, Pegula celebrated 100 wins between McDermott and Bean, and it was some sort of like awkward exchange between the two of them. You know, if it ever came to a split, I'd probably take Sean's side. I just think Brandon's done a mediocre job on the draft, and he's decent at negotiating and signing guys. But where's the major hit been? He's got more losses, more misses, and more mediocre picks than he does hits. I know the draft is hard, but I mean, I don't know. I just find myself very lost and frustrated. And then the whole Joe Brady thing as well. I don't even know. You wake up and you're like, we're 7-4 though. Like, they still got to look at this.
Yep.
But do they really? I don't know. And I don't want to watch Josh run around. My biggest fear is he gets hurt. Look at the hit yesterday that could have been. Yeah. That's all.
Good points. I didn't see this video you're talking about.
I did, and I didn't notice anything awkward about it.
Okay,
myself, but I don't know. I didn't study it.
McDermott did not have any time for D'Amico Ryans last night. That was very, you know, you usually see coaches, they put the play sheet over their mouth so you can't hear or can't read their lips.
Yeah,
you know, but that was just like a brush off handshake. He might have been pretty ticked off.
Yeah, I turned it off before they even got to that.
Well, that's, you know, you probably got a hockey game to watch or something.
I usually do want to see that stuff, but I didn't bother.
You go to a concert after the game?
That Ryans does have that's one tight shirt.
Well, McDermott can't be upset about other guys wearing tight shirts.
No, I know. I did say that yesterday too, but you always ask me, and last night the best I could do yesterday was like, I got to see how tight this guy's shirt is. And he not only is the shirt tight, but he's got to have the arms folded so that the knuckles are behind the biceps, and he's, you know, just like, look at me, I could still play.
You almost never see him talk either.
I don't need you to look like you could still play, dude. You're the coach. I don't need you on the sidelines imploring your crowd to get loud. Leave that to your offensive players when your defense is on the field.
You're a couple of days late.
Like, what are you, 9? Just knock it off.
We could have used this.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have studied.
But you know, you see, the Bills beat everybody, and these coaches that the Bills beat, they just come up to McDermott, and it's like a love fest. They just sort of hug him and talk to him forever, and McDermott loses to Houston. He's like, bye. I don't think that he's like
mad
necessarily
at him.
Like a type when it comes. Like, I don't think he's. I'm not saying he's a sore loser, but it's noticeable when the handshake is not even like a second long. Because often coaches, like, they hang out. Bowls, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see that last week, or did you go to a hockey game? He sort of hugs, and they talk forever and cover their mouths and that whole thing. Like, why can't that wait even?
He could do that in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when there's, you know, it's why we draw conclusions about those interactions. You'd assume that there is genuine affection and respect on both sides between Bowles and McDermott. And maybe there isn't between Ryan and Ryans and McDermott. Maybe there's something, their paths cross at some point, and there's a lack of respect there.
There might be times when you're like, as a coach, I can't believe I lost to this guy. You know, it's Dukakis in the SNL skit with Bush. The show has never sounded older. I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. Lovitz. Right? Maybe McDermott has a little bit of that. I mean, I wouldn't blame him. Just, how are we losing? Because isn't this the fans? How are we losing to this team?
Yeah.
The Bills are so good. They've been so good that anytime there's a game like that where they're under constant duress, and there it is, a minute left, and they're at the 20.
How do you lose a game where you get that 4th-and-27 prayer to work? How do you not just go win the game from there? You should just win. They should be demoralized. 4th-and-27. I mean, what the hell? And it into the bag you go, and like, credit to Brady. That worked. It's the best play call the whole night.
Well, it wasn't too cute.
It was definitely cute.
It worked, so it wasn't too cute.
A huge cuteness quotient on that play. But holy cow. You should win 100 games out of 100 if you get a play like that. I mean, I know it's not a direct correlation, but it's just like, come on.
You know what else? Help me out here. 1st-and-10 after that play, incomplete to Davis. Did Davis played? Davis played. Incomplete to Davis. 2nd-and-10, Johnson left end for 9. And I thought maybe he got it. There was one of these plays last night where somebody sort of tiptoed. It wasn't this play. A different play. Somebody tiptoes at the sideline. I thought they got the first down. And I thought to myself, you'd rather be short, because 2nd-and-1 is the best play in football. And this ended up being 3rd-and-1. They called Johnson short at the sideline.
Right.
It must have been marked inbounds because the Bills called a timeout. I'm fuzzy on this now.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So I'm 3rd-and-1 at the 17. Like, that's better. Because now I can get my automatic Allen run.
And time, you want to run the clock all the way out?
I've got a timeout.
The field goal could still tie you if you get the touchdown and the extra point.
Right. I mean, it's late, but sure.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, if there's 20 seconds left, I think we're still biting our nails.
I just like that they ended up on that, after that Johnson run, at 3rd-and-1 instead of 1st-and-10. Because now I can have my sneak or whatever else. I can play action off it. I can run Mark Andrews in a whirly gig move and walk into the end zone. I mean, this is advantage me. 3rd-and-1 with a timeout left at the 17-yard line. Everything that happened last night, throw it out. I'm 3rd-and-1 at the 17 with a timeout at 28 seconds. Who should win the game? But what do I get? I get a pass to Shakir, incomplete.
Right.
Anderson, holy
great,
cow, that
great,
guy.
Great play by Anderson.
In coverage?
There. Great play.
Or does he knock the ball?
He jumped, and he looked like he almost tried to pick it off. He might have gotten both hands on it, but he didn't squeeze it, and but and that, you know, that was there.
So I'm throwing there. Man, this team in short yardage. Then 4th-and-1 is Dawkins jumps.
Right.
And then the interception. Man, everything that happened last night could have just been erased.
And the interception is also, you know, I don't know. Allen doesn't get asked specifically about, like, what did you see there necessarily, right? He was asked, like, what were you? He's like, I'm trying to get it to one of the open guys, right? And where he throws it, Palmer looks like he's going to the spot Allen throws it. There's a Houston defender right there, so it's going to be a 50-50 ball at best. But as it turns out, Palmer, at the last second, decides to go behind the defender and head like for the end zone almost. So, the ball does not go where Allen thought Palmer was going. But further to his left, Knox is open from like the middle of the field to the sideline. Knox, there, no one is...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Covering Knox, and I just assume Allen did not see it. The rusher, there's a free rusher coming, of course, right? There's a free rusher coming at him that might have been right in his view of where Knox was. I don't know, because it's one of these plays that I think fans are, you know, we're all pick and choose our hills to die on, right? But it's one of these plays that you can look at and go like, so like I am with the fourth down where he doesn't sneak it. Right on the one prior, the series prior or two prior, I'm not sure what happened here, but it's sort of inexplicable to me that you didn't just take the free yards. This play, I think a lot of fans are looking at, going, how does he not see Knox over there?
I don't know.
And if he sees him, maybe that free rusher is right in the lane where if he's going to try to throw it to Knox, I don't know. But Knox is, look at it. There is nobody around Knox.
Well, I mean, I think it's been deserved, but I've given Allen so much credit for how heady he is and how much of a grasp he seems to have on down and distance and the clock and the score. Like, he's been nails at that. But this is not an example of that.
Right.
And, like, here, is he just exhausted?
Yeah,
this
maybe.
Game must have taken such a toll on
Punch
him.
Punch drunk, the, yeah. The, I don't
this
know.
Is like a must-win year. And I don't know. Who knows what's in his head? But
one fan, I think I tweeted that play. If not, I just saw comments. Like, one fan compared it to your criticism of him not throwing to Diggs in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Well,
and going for the end zone instead. Like, same sort of concept. Although Knox is further downfield than Diggs was on that play. But whatever. Same point. Like,
yeah, same point.
See, time is, you want to run more time on top of it. And I don't know if he just – I'm going to just hope he couldn't see him because of the guy coming at him, but I don't know.
This play is 100% about getting the first down, and Knox gets him the first down.
Yeah, easily.
And
yeah.
He's going for
he
the kill
shot. He might even score
shot.
On the play. He's so open.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just don't know what he is seeing there. Again, my best guess is that dude was blocking his view. I don't know.
It's – in his defense, you know, yep. You'd want it to be right.
Right.
Football Friday on WGR. Sam Panayotovich at 5:30. Sabres and Blackhawks the night downtown. Pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.